some may think love is. Love is mentioned in the Bible 441 times. 310 times of those are in the New Testament and 131 times in the Old Testament. 57 times it's referenced in the book of John, more than any of the other Gospels. What effect do you make to show your love? What effect do you? What do you exactly ask yourself? What do I do to show my love? Maybe for, let's just say, for the past week. I wrote down the five W's that's related to that. We could say, well, to show my love, the question may be, to who? To who did you show that love? Or maybe it's to what? What did you show love to? Where did you go to make such an effort to show your love? Did you go out of the way, go a special place or something? Why did you make that effort? Why did you go forth and do that? And the last one is, when was the last time that you made such an effort to try to show your love? At times, we make a mess of things. You know, the subject of what is love come up when my son, like he said, had called, and I was talking to him, and he asked if I would, you know, maybe speak tonight. And I thought, you know, what am I going to speak on? So I started digging around through some of my Sunday school lesson stuff, and I came across this one. The subject is, what is love? Now, Wednesday night, we had a little birthday party for the 13-year-old granddaughter of ours, Marissa. And my wife done a lot of the decorating. Some of you were here and saw some of that. But one thing that she got from Matthew was a little book, and I was helping her with it. And on that book was the question, what is love? And I thought, wow, that's amazing how the Lord works things out. I don't know if you know or remember or not, but last Wednesday night, Proverbs 10:12 says, Hatred stirreth up strife, but love covered all sins. That came from your pastor. That's what he told us. He preached on that. You know, we can at times, if we're not very careful, we can abuse that word love. And I must say that I'm probably guilty of that. You know, you hear people say, well, I love my car, or I love my yard, or I love my clothes, or I love my dog. That's a long story. You'd have to understand that. You know, we may find that we respect things in our lives in different ways. We may enjoy the things that God has blessed us with, and we may like things such as objects or places or things or people. We just need to be cautious for those things. They can, if we're not very careful, those things can become a god to us, and I'm afraid in some cases that does occur in some people's lives. Interesting, I found, was that when I looked up the word love in the Webster Dictionary, the world famous dictionary, for the word love, let me tell you what it tells us. It says that love is an unselfish concern that freely accepts another in loyalty and seeks his good. I thought that was pretty interesting. But I liked the second definition that it gave was the best. The fatherly concern of God for man. You know, I thought, wow, this is in a world Webster dictionary telling us that the fatherly concern of God is for man. You see, the motive for love for us as believers We're going to look at some just very familiar scripture that's related to that, to love. If you will, if you'll turn to John chapter 21, and we'll look at this very familiar scripture, about three verses. John chapter 21, and starting at verse 15, it says, "So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him again, Feed my sheep. And in verse 17, the Lord said unto him, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him for the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. This event, here in these three verses that we're all probably very familiar with, this event occurs after the Lord and the disciples had met for the third time after he was risen from the dead. We can find out if you look back at verse 14. Now we come to a special interview, you might say, that Christ had. This interview was with Simon Peter. Now, I don't think that it's reflected anywhere. It may be, but I don't know of a place anywhere else that it would be reflected. But in reading this, I can't help but think that this was an interview, maybe a private interview. Just these two. Just Jesus with Peter in the way that he put this. Scripture says, so when they had dined, so after they had ate, after that was over with, Christ goes to ask him, Peter, these questions. I think at that point, Christ had maybe a personal, private conversation with Peter. Our Lord Jesus takes Simon Peter and he calls this man, this stumbling, this fallen, this fumbling disciple into service. We learn one and all important lesson from this interview, and that is that the prerequisite for service is love from our Savior. Three times our Lord quizzed Simon Peter, and three times Simon Peter gave him an answer. Then we find that three times the Lord Jesus gave him his commission, his assignment. The Lord gave Simon Peter three assignments, you might say. And now he, Jesus, makes him, Peter, affirm his devotion three times. But there's still a little bit more that's added to this interview. It's quite interesting to note that Simon Peter, along with the other disciples, have been called to this ministry. As a matter of fact, they've been called into apostleship. Simon Peter lost his commission, though. We know around a little fire of coals that had been built in the yard of the palace of the high priest the night that Christ was arrested. Simon Peter went blundering into this warm place to try to get warmed up, to warm his hands a little bit. Kind of reminded me even of myself a little bit, probably what I would do. And the problem was that he makes this mistake, probably one of the biggest mistakes of his life. My question is, have you ever made that mistake? Have you ever stumbled into that yourself? You see, it was there he denied at that place that he denied the Lord three times. He should not have even went there, but he did. And when he did, he committed that basic denial. It is an interesting thing that now by the Sea of Galilee and around some coals of fire again. And after a miraculous catch of fish, the Lord restores Peter's assignment. Here the Lord puts Simon Peter back into service. When the Lord asked Peter the questions three times, it may look repetitive to us, but it's not. While there is similarity in these questions, no two of them are exactly identical. Let's look at those three questions. The first question, or you might say the first examination that Christ put before Peter was, "Lovest thou me more than these?" That was the question that he asked him. To begin with, Christ called him Simon. And why did he call him that? Well, you recall that the Lord Jesus first met this man was when Andrew brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, son of Jonas." He said, which interprets is a stone. That Peter, you are a stone. The Lord Jesus said, in effect, "Blessed art thou, Simon. You will be called Peter because you are going to be a rock, a man from here on. You'll be a man who will stand for something." Right now, though, he still has that question. What's Peter's answer to that? He had three of them, and we know that salvation is, talking about love, salvation is an love affair. If you don't love him, you don't have an affair. John 15:13 tells us, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend." While Simon Peter was denying the Lord was on his way to the cross to die for him. Later, Peter wrote in the first epistle, in 1 Peter 2:24, he said, "Who his son self-bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." What a blessing. Now notice that the Lord's first question to Peter is, "Lovest thou me more than these?" He asked him that. What he is saying basically to Peter is, "Do you love me more than all of these others, or more than these other men, all of these other disciples, these others that may have been standing around at that time?" You know, when I read that and I thought about it, I couldn't help but think about my mother. My father died when I was about 8 years old. And when I was about 11 or 12, my mother, who is a wonderful saint of the Lord, and that's all I know about her. She's a Sunday school teacher. She just praised the Lord. She'd shout all over the place. If she was here tonight, she'd be shouting here tonight. She was just a shouter. But I'll never forget coming home from church one night. And like I said, my father died when I was 8 years old. And I didn't accept Christ and get saved until I was 19 years old. That whole time, I mean, my mother tried to lead me to the Lord. I just ignored it. I didn't want no part of it. But I'll never forget one night when we come home from church and she said, "Tim, I want you to know that I love Jesus more than I love you." And that had a definite effect on me. I couldn't get over that. I was kind of angry a little bit. I was jealous. She loved somebody else more than me. All it was just me and her. It lived there at home. All my other brothers and sisters were gone. But she let me know she loved Jesus more than she loved me. Now we see Peter's response to the Lord. He said, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Now note the Lord's response after he said that. The Lord told him, "Feed my lambs." You know, if we translate this statement, it may sound something like, "By grazing my baby lambs, babes in Christ." You need to feed those babes in Christ that they might grow. Now we come to the second question that Peter had in verse 16, or the second question that came to Peter. The Lord said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Christ tells him this time to feed my sheep. Now note that the Lord leaves off those words more than these, that is in verse 15. And Peter's reply is, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. The second command that the Lord gave Peter is, feed my sheep, or be the shepherd to my sheep. Work with these sheep. They need to mature. They need to grow. What a message for us. We're his sheep, but we need to grow. We don't need to continue to be babes in Christ or lambs in Christ, as the Lord has referenced here. But we need to grow and mature. And that's what the Lord is wanting Peter to make sure he got to understand. Something interesting here in this response. Christ said, feed. That means the baby lambs. To be the shepherd for them, for these sheep. We are to feed the lambs. We are to be the shepherd to those older, for those sheep to grow and be older. The reason for this action is the little lambs follow the sheep. They need to be someone there. The Lord is trying to get Peter to understand that the older sheep needs to be disciplined. They need to mature and to grow. The third question came from the Lord to Peter in verse 17. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Simon Peter, do you really, really have an affection for me? In this third announcement, Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And Peter said, and he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. We find that Peter was grieved, not because that the Lord had asked him the question three times, but he was grieved in his own heart because the Lord had to come down and stoop to his level and using these words. I ask myself, do I have to ask the Lord to come down to my level to help me? Or do I need to go to him to understand what he has for me to do? The third advice given to Peter is, again, feed my sheep. You see, the sheep need feeding also. Let me impress it upon your heart that the acid test, you might say, for any man today is whether he's standing here behind his pulpit or whether he's sitting out there in a pew. The question is, lovest thou me? Oh, do we love the Lord? Do we give our hearts to the Lord? A sermon on love is one that I really like a lot. And I'm going to read to you that sermon. If you'll turn to 1 John chapter 4, you can follow along with me. The answer that I love more than any other that's focused on love is found here in these verses. We see the word love referenced 26 times in these 15 verses. What we find here in these verses is a sermon on love. The sermon discloses God's love that inspires confidence. It is maturity. From what we read here, we should be able to grow in God's love and understand what love really is. So we're looking at 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to start with verse 7. And note the word love as we go through this. He says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth not fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. That, to me, is love. 26 times referenced love. Any time you ever was to have a question in your mind, what is love? I recommend that you read 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21. Pastor, thank you. God bless you.